Okay, we're on?
Yeah, we are.
Good morning, everybody. It's 10:05. Calling the meeting to order for the Thursday, October 5th Board of Fire and Permit Examiners meeting. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Section 29-28D of the Connecticut General Statutes, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure, pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Okay, calling the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Attorney Cinetti?
Here.
Colonel Overture?
Here.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
And Chief Rosenzweig, Ms. Johnson are not present, and I'm here. So we do have a quorum. Next, I will call the roll of cases, and I think everybody knows their case number. Case number 1, 22-424.
No, you don't have to.
Just letting you, if you're here.
No, you can just sit down. It's just a roll call.
I'm just checking to see who's here so we know what order.
He's here.
Going. So both parties are here. Case 22-551.
Which court's here? They did not check in.
Case number 322-566.
Here.
They did not check in.
Case number 422-547.
Here.
She's also here.
Okay, both parties here.
Let's see.
Case number 522-274.
Here.
What's that?
And the state, that's stuck. That's,
oh, yeah. And there was no opponent?
Yes, no, the appellant's here.
That's the appellant's
mm-hmm.
here. Oh, right, because the state's not coming until later. Okay. Case 6, 23-644.
Here.
He has not checked in. Also, 7 has been continued, so
seven
they're not on our docket today yet.
Case number 822-286.
Yeah, he's here. I gave him his case number,
okay.
So he is here.
And just so the revocations are aware, we're not calling those cases till noon, as the state is late. Case number 922-419.
She has not checked in.
Case number
here.
1021-797.
She did not check in.
Case number 1122-430.
Issue
42.
Present.
Both
parties. Yes, sir. Both parties are here. Case number 1222-173.
Issue 42 is here also.
Yep.
Is that DFDS2?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Both parties, thank you. Case 13, 22-418, you're here.
Issue authority, appellants in state police custody.
Okay. We'll call that case first, but first let me do the oath. Anybody who's testifying here today, please stand and raise your right hand. So, unless you're an attorney, yep. Looks good. Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
Yes.
You may be seated.